This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. It's just after 12:04. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvini Varaj.
As usual, we'll be with you guys until just before 1 o'clock this afternoon. After would be a little bit, too long. We'll be doing like a bit of an extra shift. And, Today's topic of discussion then. This comes on the back of a piece of news that Ord's found about how Uber Black in the US are offering their customers an add-on service. You can tell your driver to be quiet for the duration of your journey for a small fee. So we thought we'd ask you guys, for the ride-hailing apps and some of the other gig economy apps here, what would you be willing to pay extra for? Say, for example, you get in your favorite ride-hailing vehicle and you're on your way to work. What if you'd pay like an extra ringgit to be able to listen to your own music or pick your favorite radio station, or perhaps even ask that driver to help you carry some groceries from the vehicle to the front door?
Yeah.
These are like value-added services which the driver can get something for. It might improve his rating, one thing or another. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd ask that question. To get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. You can get us on Twitter. We're at BFM Radio. That is the story that we're leading with today. Story number two, how the US clampdown is continuing to severely hurt Huawei. We've got some updates about that as well. Then we'll be wrapping up with an interesting story about whether or not spaceflight investment is about to take off. That's what we're going with. Ors, do you want to lead with that story and we'll back it up with some other stuff?
Right, sure. So this story is actually courtesy of Jeff. He found it, he was listening to a podcast and he came across this story and he thought it was interesting enough for us to feature on our show today. So Uber is giving customers who use its premium Uber Black service the option to tell their drivers to be quiet with the push of a button. So the new quiet mode feature was announced alongside other new app settings available only to Uber Black users, including the option to set a preferred temperature in your car.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, and to request help with luggage or extra time getting to the car. So, you have that 5 minutes before you have to cancel. Mm. Drivers can cancel. So maybe with this, you can, ask for, I just need another 5 minutes in order to come down, things like that. So bear in mind that this option is only for the customers who are already paying about twice the price of Uber X and four times the price of Uber Pool. So
oh,
that's
wow.
like your normal Grab or your standard fee, right? So you're already paying double because Uber Black is the luxury service that uses a fleet of fancier cars and in some places requires drivers to have a much higher minimum rating than other Uber drivers in order to stay in that higher-end, higher-paying program. But it's not unlikely that the feature will be rolled out to all Uber users in the future. Lyft, which is Uber's main rival in the US, they said that they are thinking about implementing something called the Zen mode. This would be basically the same thing as a quiet mode and allow users to personalize rides by specifying that they personally don't like to talk to strangers while they ride in cars. Mm. So, I don't know how I feel about this, as a female, sometimes, in the back of a ride-hailing service, there are times where you get caught with a driver that can ask you some uncomfortable questions.
Right.
I've been in that situation once, twice, maybe 5-10 times. It's not exactly very comfortable. And, all you want to do is just get home. And I'm happy to engage in friendly conversation. A lot of people who come in, a lot of drivers who come pick me up at BFM always ask, oh, you work at BFM? Oh, Manara Ken. They ask me questions. And I'm very happy to oblige and, talk to them about that or how long they've been doing ride-hailing services, what they think about
just
the service.
Just normal small talk.
Yeah. But on occasion, you get those drivers that just tend to dive a little deeper than you would like.
Overstep their boundaries and stuff.
Yeah. So, I can understand how this could be valuable for female passengers, just like off the top of my head.
Okay.
Yeah, see, this is it's such a different situation because when I get into a car, normally I'm the one who starts talking. Yeah, most of the time, no one initiates conversation.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, yeah. So I start, and I don't mind because I get into the car. Most of the time, the people who pick me up are doing it as a part-time job. So it's interesting to know how they balance this job with the other one. How are they doing this part-time? How much it brings them? Whether it's worth it? What the new thing that they had to pay for in July, how that's going to affect them? Just stuff like that. And just short distances, so maybe 5-10 minutes, just short conversation. It sort of cures the awkward silence that would be there otherwise. So yeah, the first thing I thought about when I saw this feature was that it sounded a bit rude because if you want someone not to speak to you, you might as well just tell them in the car, like, you know, hey man, you know, I'm busy. I'm trying to check my emails. I need to do this before I get to work. You know, maybe, you know, so they get the hint. Most people are not going to keep talking when you tell them that. But otherwise, I don't know, just looking at something on your phone saying that you cannot speak to the person who's going to get into your car, then it sort of, I don't know, it just feels rude. It just feels offensive. I don't know if the extra fee that you're paying goes to the driver or if it's going to Uber to tell the driver, and if they gain nothing from this app feature, it just becomes like, okay, so you just want to pick me up, you need a human being or someone to drive your car to pick you up, but you don't want me to be human whatsoever.
But that's what their job is, though, right? Fundamentally.
It is.
Providing that service, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess, you know...
It's just like you're getting into an elevator. You don't want it to be talking to you as it's moving you from one floor to another. But, I mean, obviously, an elevator is an inanimate object, and that's where we... To be honest, I like this idea. As long as the driver knows that this is part of the deal, you're signing up for this, you know, and I'm sure that when you get in the vehicle, it's going to be, you know, morning sir, good afternoon sir, whatever, as you get in.
Yeah.
So you've got that kind of polite interaction, and then it's be like, is the temperature okay? And then I'll just leave you alone. You know, and that's great. So you've had that little bit of interaction.
Yeah.
You got out of the car, you've said thank you, you know, whatever. And I think that's fine. I see what you mean, where you might feel it's a bit rude, but there are times, genuinely, when I've gotten in and I've said to the guy, you know, dude, I've got work to do and I'm on my way to work, and then he's suddenly gone, BFM, how long you been there? You know, and it's just come out of nowhere, and I've been like, and I feel compelled to talk then and engage in conversation, and then that becomes an issue for me, you know, because I'm trying to get something done, and I don't want to be rude by saying, you know, can you just give me 5 minutes while I do this?
But also, I noticed that some of them do it because you can give them like how many stars when you get out of the car. So they look for, you know, the rating system helps them a lot. And sometimes being quiet is seen as rude. Like if they don't say anything, then you might think they are being offensive. So I know some people make conversation. I've seen a couple of make conversation just because they feel it's rude not to make conversation.
Right.
Because they don't want to be quiet because quietness equals, you know, them being like, you know, aloof or, you know, snobbish or whatever.
So there's this huge debate in the US about how chatty if you get more chatty, then, you know, it kind of helps your ratings, you know, as a driver and as a passenger. So, you know, people feel like if they come in and if they don't engage in, you know, friendly conversation, or at least that initial, like, you know, good morning, how was your day today, where are you coming from and things like that, that they would actually be rated lower if they don't engage in that conversation. So I guess this way it takes the pressure off, you know, like if I opt for this and I'm actually paying for a quiet ride. It does sound a bit rude.
I've had some great rides here, though. I've spoken to you guys about this before, where I've gotten in the car and the guy's kind of looked at me in his rearview mirror, and then he's picked music according to what he thinks I might like. You know, he's like, oh, this guy's like in his early 40s, and he's, you know, he's Western, and boom, Backstreet Boys. I'm like, nice guess, but not quite accurate, you know.
Yeah,
but
you know.
The thought was there,
and
that was an instant 5-star because I'm like, he's thought about this, you know, he's put work into this, and so something like that, I'd be willing to pay extra for, you know, if I can get in and say, okay, dude, I'm currently listening to this new album, I've got to talk about it at work, I'm really enjoying it. Do you mind playing it? Boom, you know, instant 5 stars.
I would
pay for that.
I would actually pay for the perk to connect my Spotify to his Bluetooth. Yeah. So my podcast can be seamless. Like, right. I'm listening to it. Then when I get my earphones out and I sit in the car, then I can just continue listening to whatever I was listening for. Yeah. That would be a nice perk. Just to keep the seamless listening experience when I get from, you know, from one transport mode of transport to the other mode of transport. Mm. That'll be nice.
All right. Folks, that's what we're talking about today. What kind of value-added service would you be willing to pay for in your ride-hailing apps or any of the other gig economy kind of stuff, you know? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on WhatsApp. Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. Let's have a chat. First, though, let's have some music. It's Block Party with This Modern Love. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and today I'm in the studio with
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
Our topic of discussion today revolves around how Uber's premium customers in the US can now push a button to tell their drivers to be quiet, amongst other things that they're rolling out with their service. We're asking you guys, if you had the choice, what would you be willing to pay extra for with your ride-hailing services? With those as well, we're also looking at some of the other gig economy things that you'd be willing to pay a little bit extra for. We've had some tweets, we've had some WhatsApps. We'll go to WhatsApp first with Audrey.
All right, so this is from Chiang, who says, I'd pay extra for a child's car seat in the back. Heck, a child-friendly drive with snacks, kids' music, etc. would be great for parents.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Also, Johan Faris also texted in to say the same thing, child car seats.
Great idea.
Yeah, that's popular. There's another one here from Farid who says, if I'm a ride-hailing driver, I'm willing to offer these add-on services. Passengers can connect to car Bluetooth to continue to hear the music, like what Arvind suggested.
Brilliant idea.
Help passengers with grocery bags from car to doorstep, like you said, Richard, etc. But he said he'd do it for free, hopefully to get a higher rating.
See, I've had drivers do that too. Over to Twitter.
Yeah, so this comes from Nazira, who says, I don't think this feature will apply as much in Asia because from my experience, the ratio of non-talking drivers are way more than the talking ones. But if we had to pay, I guess somewhere between 1 ringgit to 3 ringgit. And then Adam C says, but why are the drivers put so much why do the drivers put so much effort to do that warrants them to be paid? Kirin says, so drivers are going to just talk non-stop to get that extra payment. And Akmal sort of echoes that by saying, and suddenly the usually quiet drivers become chatty for extra fees.
Yeah, that's the idea. You know, you're encouraged to talk a little bit, I suppose, if you want to.
But then again, where are the fees going? Like, is Uber collecting the fees for themselves because they are giving you the platform, or are they giving those fees to the driver? Because it feels weird to pay someone not to talk. You know what I mean? Then it becomes I still think it's a bit rude. But if you pay someone not to talk, it becomes even worse.
But I'm also guessing that there are some drivers out there who are like, yes, this is great. You know, I want to sign me up for that. I don't have to talk to anybody. I can just sit in my car there and back.
So meaning you could pay them like halfway, not to you need to like use your app in like mid journey to tell them to not speak anymore.
Now it's just
gone off for me.
Yeah, so I know, looking online, the reaction to this initially, to Uber's new quiet mode initially, wasn't great. So there were a lot of tweets about people just calling it rude, you know. There was one here that this lady named Becca who said, I don't always love making small talk with Uber drivers, but this quiet mode feature seems incredibly rude. You're paying for a human service and drivers don't stop being human just because you're in a mood. So, you know, but granted, the reaction wasn't all negative. Some said that the quiet option is actually appreciated. For example, some said that being able to tell your driver that you'd rather limit the conversation accommodates drivers, riders with anxiety who may prefer not to chat. Others said that the tool is especially useful for deaf riders and those who often get into their rides and have to kind of like lip read the back of someone's head, you know, because like the driver's making conversation and you just can't catch up, you know. I'm not always, this is a quote here, one person wrote on Twitter, I'm not always in the mood to pretend to understand and do the fake smile and nod thing as well. You know, if you're just having a bad day, maybe you just don't want to engage in conversation.
I mean, I've had drivers where they've had the music on and the aircon on and I'm sat in the back and they're trying to talk to me and at the end of every sentence, I'm like, I'm sorry, what? sorry, you know what? I spend all day in headphones as it is, and my ears tend to hurt, and my hearing is not the best because I'm getting older. And you know that for me is a little bit annoying sometimes. And I'm like, can you just turn the music down? Why, you don't like the music? No, it's not. I don't like the music. I can't understand what you're saying. And I don't want to come across as rude. But
and all of a sudden, that ride has become a little stressful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I just want to be able to get out of that cab and just be like, ooh. That ride home was nice.
Bit of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming back to the disabled drivers, like some of them, yeah, they are deaf and all. I think an easy fix for that is what Grab does. So I've had a couple of rides where they let you know, you know, deaf driver, that, you know, hard of hearing, stuff like that. I think it would work the other way if the person getting onto the car also had those kind of notifications. Like if someone was picking you up, if you have a disability, then you can have it in your app telling the driver that you have this, this and this. So they know. Mm. So when I got into the car with a deaf driver, so I know not to speak, you know, I don't know sign language, but just simple, you know, hand gestures and stuff will get the job done. So that helps. I think that's like an easy fix. I don't think that's a huge like communication problem or anything.
I mean, other things that, you know, we could consider as well, it's and this is all very driver dependent, obviously, and beliefs dependent as well. So things like, you know, being able to take your pet in the vehicle as well.
Yeah.
If you're going to the vets and you need to take your cat or whatever, or your hamster or your gerbil, whatever it is, you know, just letting the driver know that you, an extra fee to take the cat to the vets, is this okay? Is this acceptable? Because right now when I have to do that, it becomes this whole debate of, I have to find the right driver, he or she has to be willing to do it, I have to call them ahead of time and make sure it's right. And sometimes it can be like Russian roulette, you know, making sure you've got the right driver in one thing or another.
And then of course, you know, if they are not comfortable with that, do you cancel or do they cancel? And then how does that affect your rating as well?
Exactly. The other thing that you were talking about as well, about the having an extra 5 minutes to kind of get ready or come down or whatever. Recently, I've had this thing where it's told me that my driver has arrived when clearly they haven't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's because it's like gated via GPS, and if they're within a certain area, then it activates as your driver has arrived thing. But, you know, one of the local apps has not been as reliant lately as it has been in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that needs addressing locally. But over in the US, I'm not so sure how that works. But the idea of having an extra 5 minutes is great if you live in like a high-rise building or something and your driver's arrived and you don't want to be sat outside waiting around, you know.
Yeah.
It's for people who are like, okay, my driver's here, now I can go downstairs. And I think that's a useful little
feature.
But I
think some people abuse that. That's the problem.
I agree, Arvi.
I've heard from every single person who's told me about the feature that it benefits them. Because before this, like a lot of people say that I'm here, then they show up like 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late, and you just, you know, you're sat there waiting, then they just cancel the trip
that's
because they can't
rude.
Make it. Yeah, it's rude. Yeah. Also, I was thinking about what you said about the elevator thing. So, you know, you get into an elevator, you don't want to speak to anyone, you just want to get to whichever floor and get down. But imagine if there was someone manning the elevator, which still happens. I don't know why there is a hotel here in KL that still has someone manning the lift. Like someone gets in and he's dressed like, it looks like cosplay. They're dressed with the gloves and the uniform. I don't know why they still need to hire people to do that for you, but there are people who still man the elevators. And it's uncomfortable. It's a bit uncomfortable because you see that divide. You don't know what you're supposed to say. So when they get into the lift, like, do you speak? Do you not speak? That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying this feature sounds a bit rude. Because normally you just be like, hi, how are you? You know, how's your day? You know, what you're doing? Blah, blah, blah. It's just, you know, just till you get to your floor, then you get off.
Also, washroom attendants.
Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah, you know, I always don't know what to do. Do I have to tip them? You know, I thank them and I just ask them, how's your day going? But I just feel like I kind of have to tip them, you know, for that service.
I have a thing about... Well, I find it a bit odd that in male toilets here we have female cleaners. I've always found that a little bit odd.
But they put the signs up. No?
I know they do. You know, back home, that would never ever happen. So the first time that happened to me, I'm just like, is she coming in the right place? But you're right. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you go to a nightclub or a bar or something like that, and there's a washroom attendant in there, and they pass you the towel and everything. Should I give them some money? Should I not? Is it rude to not speak to them? And that conversation becomes a little awkward, right?
It becomes awkward. Yeah.
Do you tip them every time you go into
the
washroom?
That's the thing, right? You've had a particularly you know, busy night.
Yeah. But this got me thinking about some of the things that I would be willing to pay for a little extra, maybe a local voice on Waze, like someone that doesn't say Jalan. Yeah. or something like that, you know. I'd also be willing to pay for a speedier delivery on a, like for
don't,
food
don't
delivery.
Don't we have a local voice for Waze? I think someone like a local celeb like recorded versions of Waze
for a while, but I think it was taken off, right?
Yeah, those versions keep changing, you know, just to give you well, a variety or like, you know, just for you to download something new. I mean, you have options, but I would just like for like a standard local voice so that I don't get my Jalans mixed up.
Jalans mixed up. It's time for us to take a break on that note. We've got some music coming up from James Gang with Funk number 49. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes with our next story, how the US clampdown continues to severely hurt Huawei. Do let us know, though, what would you be willing to pay extra for with your ride-hailing services or any of these little kind of gig economy apps? Do let us know. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.